I am Yusuf Kamanyaka, and this is Poetry Now. I think this poem takes place somewhere in the Deep South, a moment before the Civil Rights Movement. And it is a place of rural rituals. I think the Civil War is still going on in the Southern psyche. Well, especially swimming pools, those kinds of social places were segregated. Our side of the creek. We piled planks, sheets of tin, and sandbags across the creek till the bright water rose and splayed both sides, swelling into our hoorah. Our hard work brought July thrashes and fat June bugs and decades of dead leaves, water moccasins hid in holes at the brim of the clay bank as the creek eased up pelvic bones, hips, navel, and chest to eye level. When the boys dove into our swim hole, we pumped our bull fists to fire up their rebel yells. The Jim Crow birds sang of persimmon and mayhaw. After a 12-gauge shotgun sound into the deep woods, if we ruled the day and hour, the boys would call girl cousins and sisters, and they came running, half-naked, into a white splash. But we could outrun the sunset through sage and rabbit tobacco, born to hide each other's alibis beneath the drowned sky. The hoorah has to do with accomplishment. The boys, they discover their ability to make the water rise. Then it becomes more of a proper swimming space. The bright water rose and splayed both sides, swelling into our hoorah. The boys who have been working to make the water rise, and yet the boys on the other side of the creek also dive into the water. So that space is not really taken over, but in a certain sense it is. It becomes a challenge. When the boys dove into our swim hole, we pumped our bull fists to fire up their rebel yells. The rebel yell, it has to do with those boys saying, yes, we are still here, and we believe in a certain version of history, and we are still in power. It's almost as if they're on a stage and they're playing out a ritual that belonged in a more deadly way to the adults.
That was Yusuf Kamanyaka in his poem, Our Side of the Creek. I'm Katie Clarkson, and this is Poetry Now, a production of the Poetry Foundation and the WFMT Radio Network. For more about this series, go to poetryfoundation.org/poetrynow.